young kids that should be voting. They're girls that are young, only the adult that should be voting.
Well, I think it's family.
Yeah.
If you want to spend some time, any time at all with Senator Long, yes, we're talking.
Well.
I understood that you.
I think that I should spend some time with Senator Long, the new senator and the governor, and I should see them briefly that I'd like to, you just say that I'd like to spend 10 or 15 minutes on that.
At the conclusion.
At the conclusion, March. Anyway, come on. It's okay. Well, I think we could do Senator Long, governor. It's why Mrs. Long is next. Oh, well, I can talk all of them.
I think that you can.
Let's just let them all come in, Christine, this, let them all come in. I'll sit down, Mr. Raines, we all sit down and have a cup of coffee.
Mr. President.
Well, how are you doing?
Hey, you.
How are you, Senator?
Definitely.
Governor, how are you? Now, let's look at it.
Whatever Bobby
know, he's such a gentleman. And, he was saying,
well,
he said, I know you've worked awful hard. I want to congratulate you for a day and thank you for what you've done. He said, well, I was just doing it for the country. And that's the way it is, right?
He said, that's
the way it is. Oh, and I thought,
well, you know,
I'm the same way in Hobbs.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, wait, no, no. One time we were voting on this issue, but they had this investigation of the dismissal of General MacArthur in Korea.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to put that on television, see, and the argument against it would, well, there might be some war secrets come up, but they might require your image, might want to know that, and it might hurt you. So, Johnston, if said, you know, sometimes you have to go to save your country, even if it's not popular.
I
think that the Southern Democrats as a whole, Mr. President, on matter that where it comes down to the theory that there is somebody there to take charge and run this thing. It's not going to say you're not going to do anything but peanuts thing. Somebody's got to take charge and run it, otherwise you're going to go broke.
That's right.
And so you can't, there's no way that you can have a successful foreign policy with 435 congressmen and 100 senators talking about it. You've got to unite behind one man. And that's what we have for the United States. And in that area, I think that if you just take the role of these Southern senators, even if you put Bill Fulbright among them, I think we'd probably have a higher percentage of supporting you than even on the Republican side, yeah.
Okay. Well, the reasoning that way. swimming pool and why they have water and frozen over in the barrier, but crack through the ice and fell through the swimming pool. So the 11-year-old went out and couldn't pull the kid out and had to get in and drag him out to save his life. So one of our accommodations went out. I would like to say that I didn't know myself and my staff, of course, who cares about how they go with the surgeon. Well, they sent me a copy of some little paper on my 8-column head, you know, with this historic picture of this boy with his letter that he got, you know. Well, that's what they do. Well, that's one of the adventures. But in the case of Senator Ellinger, of course, you have a man who's somewhat of a legend in the Senate. I mean, he's been there so many years, and he's, of course, he's made that reputation for doing more traveling than perhaps any senator. All over the world, and had an enormous vitality right at the end. And of course, in the powerful position was the president pro tem of the Senate, fourth in line for the presidency. Of course, you go. I mean, I would go on the kind of guess. And we're glad to go. Another thing is nice to get out in the country. I told you not to go. You know, where people are out, and you don't have to have a lot of placards around.
Makes people relate to that. Don't
like them at all.
That's right. They realize it's got to be
not the home is we start to care about people. You like the kid, like to come out. That's why another thing that I like to do, if you can, I don't do as much as this, if you might. The other day, without any press at all, I went up to Harrisburg because it had this terrible flood. They found this story. I was just walking through the high school gymnasium, hundreds and hundreds of beds of people that were homeless, walking through their rooms, shaking hands. Well, we all remember when you ran for the house. When you're after the house, you're very close to people. Even when you run for the Senate, pretty close. But by the time you run nationally, it's all just a big blob of people. But it's just good to get back to your folks. Don't you find that happens to your business person? You have to get back and go down and see your friends. You go back with it, you know.
I'm going to be going back a lot more next couple of years. I'm just looking forward to finding out what all the people will like to find if like that happen.
But apart from even winning an election, you go back. Because it's good for you. It's good for you to have a contact.
Russell, do you have an ashtray?
You don't have one.
You have one. Give one to the senator. Give one to the senator, too. All right, sir.
You don't have to come back in?
I might have to call it before tomorrow. But I have something. No, just here, go ahead. That's one of the few other things that we do around here. These complex were made, finished about a month ago. We had some others in the way. Incentive present, so we got to call you for some help because we want to build a road down there in Louisiana. We got our people all sold on it.
Thank you both very much.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.